The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
At 9:30, bang on 9:30, 51551 is the text number. I bought a big bar, says Anne in Athlone, of red carbolic soap at the weekend. I thought that's a red Catholic soap because I've got Father Ray looking at me. It's carbolic soap brought back to the old ways with the hand scrubbing. Okay, and a nice smell off that for you too. Other texts coming in, we'll get to in a little while. But before we do any of that, we have to do a bit of this.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
Yes, yes. Father Ray Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
And your dance partner, Kylie Vincent, good morning.
Morning.
And welcome to you both. As I said there, that little piece of music will haunt you for the rest of your life.
I guess it will, for a long time anyway, yeah.
First things first, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, yeah. I suppose, you know, I know you expected me to be here maybe 7 or 8 weeks ago.
And I've said as much.
And you did as well, yeah.
I said as much. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not sure whether to apologise here or not for not turning up.
I probably should have apologised for being a smartass.
But I mean, the people spoke and that's why I'm only here now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you
very
much.
I mean, hand to heart, I did think you were going to be the second one in, if not the first in. And because I think you probably bettered me in my best efforts in the toy show, but nevertheless I thought we'd see you because your other half had come in the first day.
Yes, he did, unfortunately.
And I said, I'm going to meet your other half tomorrow or the next week. But how wrong was I? So how would you characterise your experience in the last number of weeks?
It's been just an amazing experience, the whole thing. You know, I think signing up for the whole programme and the whole reality show,
yeah,
I probably took on a lot more than I actually could chew, in a sense of that, you know, I didn't realise there was so much intensity and training involved. And as the weeks went on, it got more and more and more. But the people were keeping me there. And I was just thinking last night, God, if I'm not in the dance-off tonight. And I was so tired last night. I was so, so
you
tired.
Banjaxed?
I was, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
to use
really,
the word.
I was, yeah. And I said, even to my, I'm not sure that I say it to you, Kylie, I'm not sure. And I was supposed to start rehearsing in another half hour
today.
For this week.
Yeah.
And I said, God, Kelly, I'm not sure if I can see you at 10 o'clock in the morning. And part of me was so happy to be doing the dance-off last night. But mostly I was happy for Ryan. And this is honest to God truth.
Go on.
The four people who are there now in the semi-final, I was so thrilled that it was them.
Yes.
I swear in my heart, hand in heart, that I am so, so happy it's them. Not me, because they're the dancers. I'm the entertainer, okay?
Yeah.
But I also, you know, if I was there, it would be for the people who kept me there. And I think being there for 10 weeks, I think I did them justice as well.
Why do you think they kept voting you in?
Because I think they love me. I think they love me. They love the smile. They love the way I dance, which isn't great. They just loved it. It was an entertainment show as well as a dance show. And I think I just gave that little bit of entertainment. Yeah. And I suppose the other side of it was, you know, Priest, you know, and all that, you know, never has been seen in Irish television before and maybe never will again.
Well, who knows?
Well, who knows exactly. But I think, you know, that was different. And because of that, I think that's the whole thing. I was kept there because of that. They saw a different element to the priesthood, maybe by the fact that what I was doing.
Give me a high point, low point. What was the highest point of the whole experience?
The highest point of the whole experience really was, you know, realising that, you know, all the emails and messages that came in to me after the negative stuff that had come in. And I've put all the negative stuff now way down the sinkhole at this stage, you know. But I was in a low for a while. I really was.
What happened?
I was just feeling physically, I had a sciatica in my left leg, which developed just a week after I started dancing. And then after that, there was a few letters and emails and cards, anonymously, most of them. And then there was one of the nastiest phone calls that ever came to anybody in their whole life, came my way as well. And that just floored me completely.
Did you take the call?
What happened was I took a call at 7:30 in the evening and was a Kerry Cork accent, that's for sure. And just this man asked to speak to Father Ray Kelly. And I was, for some reason, I got suspicious. And I says, oh, he's not here. Can I take a message? Well, you tell him from me. He's nothing but a bleep forever, the F word. Dancer, singer, priest, parish, a fat effing belly dancing around the floor, all those negative stuff, housekeeper even, broke a house, and he laughing through it all. He laughing. It was large, you know. And I just, and I said, yeah, can I take your name? And he gave me his name. Well, he gave me a name. And I said, yeah, I'll pass on the message. And about 10 o'clock that night then, I went into my messages on the phone and there was three or four. And it was the very same litany. He had obviously left it earlier on the phone as well. Mm. And when I went into the company, Shinawil, on the Saturday and told them the story, I said, look, pull me out of this. I can't take it anymore. I've had enough. So we talked and we talked and we talked. And then they said, report that call to the Gardaí, and I did that as well, and they came.
How did you feel that night after listening to the messages and the call?
I just felt at an all-time low. I felt this was the wrong thing for me to do. And then, you know, I just felt, it was just eating at me. It was just, And luckily I have my family to phone up and support, and my nieces and nephews, and they said, look, don't mind the begrudgers, don't let that get you. You don't, you rise above this.
Because it wasn't just that call you talk about. There were others, you know, in the parish who were talking to journalists and saying, you know, he shouldn't have been up there. He should have been doing mass. He should have been doing funerals. He had another role in life. What the hell is he doing dancing around and dancing with the stars? And they just didn't get it. They didn't get that you could do both.
But and that's it, I was doing both.
Yeah.
I was doing both.
Yeah.
You know, I was there for weddings, I was there for funerals, I was there for baptisms, I was there for everything, you know. And Kylie, you know, and eventually it was, because I was doing both, it became so tiring that I went to the company as well and I said, is there any way? And they said, is there anything we can do to help you to stay in this show? And I said, well, would it be possible if I wasn't travelling up to Dublin so much? And they arranged for Kylie to come down to teach me 2 days a week in Oldcastle.
I started the programme by talking about a guest we had on the Late Late Show, Barry Keoghan, great Irish actor.
Yeah.
And how people are savage online to people who are talented or kind because they don't think twice.
Yeah.
And he's a young man with a massive future. You're not necessarily, you're not an old man, but you're not a youngster like him.
Yeah.
My point is this, regardless of what age you are or what position you have in life, whether you're on TV or you're a kid in a class, meanness, cruelty, trolling, it's just not fair.
It's not fair. It never stops.
Well, why can't people simply just, if they don't like what you do, say it in a civil way? What happened to civility?
Yeah, exactly. What happened to civility? What is wrong with these people that they feel they need to do this?
On a brighter note, okay, because let's not feed that beast because they love that. That's
absolutely
when they're in their basements, you know, doing what they do to themselves, and like that's their problem. We're here to celebrate the good news, and the good news is that you did bring a gaiety to the nation.
Yeah.
I found myself on a Sunday going, this bio, here he comes again. And actually, you were the point in many ways that I sat up and said, here he comes now, because between you. Kylie, God help her. I mean, she
absolutely. She's a saint.
She was like Matt Talbot.
Wandering
around the streets of Dublin with the chains and the cross on her back.
If I could write to Pope Francis now and get her canonized straight away, I definitely would.
But he'd only be able to send you a video in return. But he might. Are you all right?
Oh yeah,
are
definitely.
Are you all right, Kylie?
Yeah, no. Look, he comes out every Sunday. He gives it his best, and that's all I could have ever asked for. So yeah, no, he should definitely be proud.
How did you feel? Where are you from originally?
I'm from South Africa.
And how did you feel when you were told that you were going to be dancing in Ireland, and not only that, but with a priest?
Well, to be honest, I was actually very excited because it's my first time doing something like Dancing with the Stars. And when we first met, I knew we were going to have fun straight away. I knew, oh, this is going to be a good one. Definitely loads of challenges that were unexpected.
And when he hit the wall of cruelty, how did you feel about him and you as a professional dancer? How did you manage that?
Do you know, I knew it was so hard for Ray. But at the end of the day, you know, we said we're going to forget about it. We're going out there for ourselves. We're going to have fun. That's our goal. We weren't, you know, wanting higher scores. We weren't wanting anything from the public. It was purely just for Ray to go out there, enjoy himself and know that he gave his best. You know, that's all I can ask for from, like, as a teacher, dancer, trainer. You just want someone to give their best.
Which you
I did, yeah, I did. But I mean, she was when I hit, you mentioned the wall of cruelty, Kylie was the first that got it because I walked in on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Come on, Ray. And I love her South African accent because I worked in South Africa for a few
years.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Okay.
And when I heard it was going to be a lady from South Africa who was going to see me, I say, yippee. And, I, you know, her voice, her accent haunts me. Come on, Ray. Good job, Ray. You know, this kind of lovely, lovely. And I just love it. But when she was the first that got the wall of cruelty and I walked in, come on, Ray. I looked at her. Tears started coming. And I said, Kylie, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. We need to talk. We need to talk. We sat down and we talked.
Talking is good.
Yeah.
And I can't help you if you don't voice, you know, how you feel. Yeah. And
I just hate that they got you. I hate that they got you.
They didn't get me fully. No, well, no, but
it was temporary. I know, but I'm sorry that happened to you. I think I'm sorry to anyone listening this morning. Mm. They get because it's just it's bullying by other means. But anyway, let's. I don't want to give them all that time and credit because they deserve none of them. Right. Let's take some comments from the people because you said the people have spoken and they continue to speak. And I'll do a flavour of these and then you can decide whether you like what you hear or not. Right, Aidan Dempsey in Castleknock says, I think Father Ray was wonderful in a breath of fresh air around the prevailing Catholic Church perception. At a time when priests tend to hide their identification, I was particularly impressed with his bravery in making no secret of his vocation. Shame on the begrudgers and well done, Ray. Another from Leitrim, Kieran Tracy says, it seems to me that as a priest, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Father Ray, how do you deal with the begrudgers? Delighted Father Ray Kelly was voted out, says Eamon in Waterford. He can now spend more time preaching off the altar about bullying, which is, I think, a double-handed something there. Yeah. I think, but ultimately, you can actually probably use that altar to talk about bullying and nastiness and everything like that, because it's not kids on phones. It's actually adults are as bad, leading by poor example. Father Ray entertained us every week. He made us smile. Both he and Kylie made a lovely team and we will miss you on the show. Love, Ray. Thank you for cheering us up every Sunday and keep on dancing. Well done, Father Ray. It was a pleasure to watch. While I love Lottie and Ryan, who are dancers for many years, Ryan was a backing dancer. Well, okay, credit needs to be given to Grania, Aidan and others who have never had training. Did Father Ray lose any weight during the time or did he get fitter? You can answer that now if you like.
Yeah, I got fitter and I lost about 10 pounds.
I want to say that's a great answer, Operation Transformation. Paul in Cork says, I wanted to say a massive thank you to Father Ray and to Kylie, which is nice. They have been nothing but first class in week in, week out, a breath of fresh air and brought so much joy to the show. You should be proud of yourself. Look, I could be here all day reading these, but essentially they're all saying really lovely things. Yeah. And these are you know, probably more real people than the dungeon dwellers. Yeah. To see Father Ray, who can't dance as well as some, improve and keep trying was just lovely and part of what the show is about. I love seeing what he was going to be able to do and how far he was going to improve. He was a joy. And whoever, says Tom Limerick, selected the dancer should have known at first glance that Father Ray couldn't dance. Why put the poor man through all of that?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think most of the people who were invited to do the show admit they couldn't dance very well, you know. And I think the purpose of the show is not to have, I mean, if you invited all pro dancers onto the show, it wouldn't be much of a show, would it?
That's a very good response. And I think we'll take that. Can I ask you, because you joined the priesthood quite late in life, didn't you?
I was, yeah.
How old were you?
I was 28 when I went to the seminary, so I was 36 when I was ordained.
And why the delay?
I was working for about 10 years and, you know, initially leaving cert time, I thought about priesthood, but then I went on to work and there was money coming into my pocket and I said, oh,
what were you working on?
I was a civil servant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I want money in my pocket and I want a car and I want a house and I want to do the normal things, which I did do, except that I didn't find a girl who would love me enough to marry me and vice versa.
Well, why did you join the priesthood then? If you're looking for a girl to marry,
I know
that's the
last place
you need to be.
Yeah, but I mean,
of all the reasonings and all the world,
I know. Right? Yeah. But strangely, you know, other things intervened then, and I remember it was the time Pope John Paul came to Ireland, and I was very moved by that experience. We went over the following year, and you know, you just never know how things happen to you. Sometimes influence your life that you're not even aware of at the time, but happen, you know, kind of gradually progress, you know.
So that's a vocation then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah.
And you got the calling and you joined the priesthood.
I joined the missionary priesthood and after 7 years I went to work in her country,
in South Africa. Whereabouts in South Africa?
A place called Zanine, the Northern Transvaal area.
And what sort of work were you doing out
there? I was in a parish. I was working in, it was the cathedral parish at the time. There was an Irish bishop, Hugh Slattery, I think he's retired since, Sacred Heart Bishop, that was his order. And, you know, I mean, in a sense of that, My parish was probably the size of Westmeath and Mead put together, with two priests.
Yeah.
And this is probably, and I say this now because probably we're heading this way in Ireland.
Yes.
And my diocese was probably the size of Leinster. And we got on with it. So there was mass once a month in different stations, and we went out to the places and did the baptisms, the weddings, the funerals, whatever, once a month, and that was it.
Okay. And looking at things like I see the tissues out. The coronavirus, as you're wiping your nose, let me ask you, how are you feeling?
Just have a runny nose.
We all, everyone. Anytime somebody winks sideways,
I know,
yeah. Got the virus.
We've become paranoid about it now.
Totally. Every door handle I see is like a monster looking at me, going, touch me. How are you dealing with things like mass and weddings and funerals and the virus? What have you? Have you a diktat? Well,
the only direction we got really was from the bishops' conference, and from they got a lot from the HSE to say that, you know, we cut out the shaking of the hands, for example.
That's gone. Yeah.
Receiving Holy Communion on the tongue, take it on the hand rather than the tongue.
Yeah.
And I know somebody was one priest was on. I'm not sure if it was your show or Ray Darcy show the other day, and he said he put 13 or 14 sanitizers going into his church, and within an hour they were down to about two. They were gone.
They were robbed.
Yeah, yeah. So there's not much point in doing that either, you know.
You have to nail everything down.
But
now,
you mentioned carbolic soap earlier, and I have a pile of carbolic soap at home in my house, so I really should distribute it around the parish.
Yeah. That's some proper missionary work now.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening to Father Ray says a text, I could hear the hurt in his voice at the idiocy and cruelty of his critics, and we could all learn a lot from him. I think that comment I read earlier on about preaching from the altar about it, you could probably do something with this experience, whatever about the dancing, but also the meanness. And you can only battle cruelty with kindness.
Yeah.
Because kindness is king.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there could be, I feel a sermon coming on.
Yeah. Well, it's strange. When I was staying overnight last night, I met a man this morning and he was going off to a school. He says, congratulations, I'm going off to a school now where there's a lot of bullying going on and I'm trying to sort a bit out. So, I mean, you know, it's at that level. It's from, you know, knee high to a grasshopper up.
And all the way up. Let's be very honest, says John Corcoran in Cork. Father Ray's participation was one of the best pieces of light entertainment I have viewed. He was honest, brave, and most of all, the people's champion. He gave his answer to the handful of begrudgers who attempted to knock him. Yeah, and again, the people did speak. They kept you in. When Absolutely. Cynics like me were saying, he's going to be gone.
I absolve you, Ryan. I absolve you.
Wait off my
shoulders. Oh, there you go.
I'm a new man.
Hallelujah.
What is it that makes people feel, says the text, that they can be so nasty and it doesn't have consequences on the person targeted? They lack empathy. They can't put themselves in the other person's shoes. Is this as endemic in other countries? We've always been a nation of begrudgers. I don't know. I don't have a comparative analysis, so I don't know. Will Ray do any more TV work, or has he been put off by the negativity?
I've learned from the negativity, but I'd never be put off by it. You know, I don't know whether my parish is number one in my life anyway. So if there was something else out there to do, I have a few visions of different things in my head that I possibly could do.
Well, if you're getting visions, we're okay. you're allowed. Yeah.
But it may not happen. It may happen. And if it does, it does. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. That's okay too.
We could have a nun on the show next year. I mean,
you never know.
Well,
let's get the gender balance going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good to me.
Nuns on the run.
Yeah,
let's have a look at that. Did you feel supported by the church in your participation?
I did indeed. Yeah, initially, initially I was kind of, you know, betwixt and between because, God, I was, and that was part of the thing as well. What's the priest going to say? But I'm overwhelmed with phone calls, and my own bishop particularly. He was the first I went to when I got the invite.
Yes.
And the thing he said to me was, he says, just be aware, he said, that you are going to be knocked. When you're up there, you are going to be knocked.
Okay, he was prescient.
He gave me prior warning, but he said, the important thing for you is you go and enjoy it. He says, you go and enjoy. And I think he got some emails and letters as well. I know the Cardinal Armagh certainly got letters and emails about me.
To say what?
To say that this is not right for the Catholic Church.
Okay, and how did the Cardinal communicate
that
to you?
No, I
heard
nothing from. I just heard that he got email and stuff. I just heard.
And how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about
that? Yeah, about people writing to the Cardinal.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pope Francis got something as well, you know. But I'm still just an ordinary priest doing my ordinary work, getting on with it.
Yeah.
And if I cannot, a priest can play tennis, can play golf. I just like to sing and dance.
Okay, that's a fair cop. Ray, it's been good to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Ray.
And
thanks.
Well done. And, you know, you need to be strong and under the circumstances. And, you know, the expression, don't let the bastards get you down. Excuse the language, but it is from an ancient Latin quote.
Yeah.
So you don't understand what I mean. It's not trying to be gratuitous. And there is great there's great truth in that. Because there is a lot of goodness in the world, a lot of non-toxic people. Yeah. But the loud, angry, noisy mob will be there. We just have to try and see if we can put a lid on that. Kylie, thank you for coming in to see us today.
Thank you.
And you're still dancing, of course.
I am still dancing.
You'll be there next week.
Definitely, I'll be there next week. And I'll see Ray again in the finals.
I'll be there next week too.
But you won't be dancing.
The final week we are.
So you'll go next week just to see what's going on.
I'm going into the audience, and I just was sitting in the audience the other day just watching the pros were doing their dance. Wouldn't it be lovely to be here just watching this? And now it's going to happen next weekend now.
And who would you put your €5 on to win?
Well, I would put my €5 on any of the four, and I would just say to Kylie Earle,
not an answer.
If we could only split this crystal ball or whatever it is down in four ways and just give them each a quarter, it would be the perfect way to end the show. But it's not going to happen.
You're not
going to
give me a name for a win?
No, because they're all brilliant and I am so thrilled they're all
Kylie there. No, it's no point, is there?
No, not going to try. Well, I personally have a favourite too, and I'll leave it at that then.
Ah, you're not going to talk about that. But well done to all the four.
Thanks, Ryan.
All
thanks
four
for having us this
well
morning.
Done to you for coming in. Thanks for
your
honesty
much.
Today and appreciate it very much. Kylie, really nice to meet you.
Yes.
Much later than I expected to meet you, but we got there.
Got there in the end.
Thank you both very much. All right, the time is 9 minutes to 10 o'clock.